Today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Yudches. Yudches, we're in Elul Megalchin. We're in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and today we're going to talk about fingernails. We're going to talk about Tzipornayim. What the Gemara tells us, you're on daf Yudches, I'm an Aleph, a story about fingernails on Cholamoed. Amar of Shimon Bar Abba, Havikim Nakamid, Rabbi Yochanan, Be Medrash, Rabbi Cholashamoed. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba says, I was in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the base Medrash on Cholamoed, right, which says that they were learning on Cholamoed. Bishaklinu Latufre Bishine, he bit his fingernails with his teeth. Vizarkinu, and he threw them. He threw his fingernails. Right? So Shmaminatlas. So I learned the Rav Shimon Bar Abba says I learned three things from that story of Rabbi Yochanan. Shmamina Mutur Litol Tzibanai Machal Shamoid. Number one, I learned that you can cut your fingernails on Cholamoid. The fact that he did that. Vishmamina Ain Bahan Mishum Mius. And number two, it's not disgusting to leave your fingernails somewhere. Vishmamina Mutul Zarkan. Right, or there's no mias. The question is this talking about the act of biting, or is it the fingernails themselves? So in bahen mishumia, so maybe it's the biting, because the next one says that you could just leave them. Mutil azarkan, one is allowed to throw them. Says the Gemara, Eini, but how could Rabbi Yochanan do that? Vatanya, don't we have an abraisa? Shlosha dvarim, nember b'tzipranai. There are three things that are said about fingernails. What are you supposed to do with your fingernails after one bites them or cuts them? Kakovran tzaddik. If somebody buries their fingernails, they're a tzaddik. Sarfan chassid. If somebody burns them, then they're pious. Vizarkan Russian. If you throw them and you leave them around, that's terrible. Russia. So how could Rabbi Yochanan just throw his fingernails and leave him? So the Gemara says, Taima mai, what's the reason that it's terrible? Shema tavar alein usha uba isha ubar v'tapil. The problem is that a woman might walk by, a pregnant woman might walk by, walk over the fingernails, and she'll lose her pregnancy. She'll miscarry because of the fingernails somehow, and therefore there was no worry in the Rabbi Yochanan of the Beis Medrash. Why isha be medrasha lo shchicha? Because women aren't walking around the Beis Medrash. And therefore, no worry about it. Sometimes maybe they'll be gathered and they'll be thrown outside, and therefore it'll be a problem. But the ishtini. No, once it's in a different place and a different time, so then it is okay. It's not a problem. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this topic of fingernails here. First of all, what's the fingernails and the pregnant women, dafka women? If there's something kabbalistically wrong with fingernails, so why is there a difference between men and women? And why dafka pregnant women? You know, what is the idea? So if you look, some quote earlier sources, but if you look in the Eis Yosef here is one of the commentaries of the Ein Yaakov. So he quotes here from the Elio Rabba. V'tayma, dekodem shechata adam arishon, haya malbusho tziporen. Before the chait of Adam HaRishon and Adam and Chava, we had a type of protective shield on us, like an armor. And the fingernails, that's what's left of it. That's what's left of it. Up until then, we had, you know, fingernails and toenails, that's it. Ukshachata nispashet mimenu, velo nisha mimenu rak hatziparnayim. You think about it, like what other part of our body has this cover on it? Just the toenails and the fingernails. That's left over. We used to have a shield over our entire body. But we lost it when we sinned with Adam and Chava. Umeachar. And it always goes back to the chait. Chava is always looked at as the cause, where she was Isha then, not Chava. Isha, she gave to Adam. And that is why, Kabbalistically, there's danger, dafka to women and dafka to pregnant women. Why? Because Chava brought death to the world during that chait. So when a woman is trying to bring life to the world and give birth, so that's when it's dangerous, so to speak. One also might say, "Umeyachar she'aisha garma shenispashit hamalbush lakach ma shenishar mehem yish mohem lehis anesh bo ha'isha." Right. Also might say that her whole onesh had to do with birth, not just she brought death to the world, but it was bad seftel libanim. So it's all birth related, and therefore there is a danger in that way. The Ben Yoyada also quotes. Here, we're going to do two thoughts of Rav Yosef Chaim. One in Ben Yoyada, and then we'll have another one, B'ez Hashem, in a minute, from his other Sefer. Says the Ben Yoyada, nearly B'siyata D'Shmaya, as he starts off every paragraph. D'kochos achitzonim shedveikim be'ilu atziparnayim. The spiritual forces that are in these fingernails, mazikin lu'ubaran, especially dangerous to a fetus. Mipnei sha'atziparnayim hein parin v'ravin. Because figured ales are a part of our body that grow. That grow in a way that is tangible to us. Our hands also grow, right? When we're born, we have little hands and it grows and grows, but it's not in the same way as fingernails and hair, right? Those are the two that grow and we cut them and it grows and we cut them. Those are part of our oven, right? That's why we know the poskim say we look at our fingernails on Motzei Shabbos by the Havdalah. Why do we look at our fingernails out of all the things? To get hana'ah, to get pleasure from the Havdalah candle. So one might say, well, they're there. They're there, they're easy, and they're always you're always going to have them with you. Right? You don't have to look for something. But on the other hand, also, we want to start off the week with a siman bracha. And fingernails are part of our oven. They multiply, they grow, and that's another reason we, on the positive, we look at them. And therefore, says the Ben Yoyada, that's a siman tov, because they're parin v'ravin, so it's dangerous to the uber, which is peruvu, which is another world. It's kind of like a competition, so to speak. One would be mazik the other, and that's why mita keneged mita, the fingernails are connected. So that is why there's an idea of getting rid of the fingernails because of this danger. Bizbarazer, I don't think we've ever seen anyone, maybe somebody has had seen them go burn their fingernails. You know, there's danger to start a fire, so maybe that's more dangerous than the fingernails themselves, right? That's not just dangerous for pregnant women, it's dangerous for everyone around. So we assume that flushing them down the toilet has the same status as burning them. Okay, so that's point one about what to do with the fingernails. The Ben Ish Chai, the same, the Ben Yoyada author, it is Chuvis, Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma, Simon Reish Yud Gimel. He lived in Baghdad, 1800s. And he has a discussion, I don't know exactly how this happened, but fingernails fell into a pot on the fire. So is there bittel when it comes to fingernails? What about the taste, right, if we say it's so dangerous? It was boiling. Is there a taste transfer? But they found them and they took them out of the pot. If the tafshil becomes disgusting, you're not allowed to eat them. Right, not just what's not kosher. Bal tashaksu is an issur of eating something that is disgusting. So is there an issur and being involved in things that are disgusting? You talk about eating certain raw foods. Tshuva. So he says, look in Moed Katan Daf Yuches. Moed Katan Daf Yuches. What does it say? Shma mina ein behem mishamius. Right, Rabbi Yochanan bit them and threw them in the base bed of Chol HaMoed. So you see, there's nothing disgusting about it. V'yibkein hashtu lefub dita lamanu de'ei behem mishamius. So he said, Meikra did, it's not a problem. Umiyu bal nefesh lo yochal tafshel zeh. But a Baal Nefesh, someone who is a pious person, let's say, shouldn't eat the tafshil, kimi achar de ruach ra shora alayhen tov lizayir. Because the ruach ra was shora, so it's better not to. So again, it depends how financially stable a person is. If this is going to be their supper, so it could be that, you know, one would be allowed to. Meikra did his mutter. There's no mius, as our Gemara says. He quotes our Gemara for that purpose. But other than that, he would assume that it is, one shouldn't partake of it lechatchila, because there is something Kabbalistically negative about these fingernails. The Shulchan Aruch does say in Simin Dalid, in Arachayim, that one is supposed to wash their hands after they cut their nails. They cut their nails, we wash hands, after they cut this, by the way, seems to apply to toenails also, not just fingernails, but toenails as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Dalid quotes activities that we're supposed to wash our hands afterwards. Not all of them are so well known. The Elu Dvarim Shetzrichim Netila B'mayim. The following activities need a tevila, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lahasir Ruach Ra Hashara Aydezeh. To remove the Ruach Ra, right? We know from the morning, right? That's the Netila Shetzrichim. We know in the morning we wash our hands for three different reasons, but the Ruach Ra reason is why we wash it three times on each hand. So we have to wash our hands. Al Kain Yemar Litol Tekef. By all these activities, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one should, well, from the Prima Gadim, one should wash their hands right after these activities. Vatatila Tia Ad Aperek, up until the wrist. V'al Kol Panim Atzof Kishri Es Ba'osav, or at least up until the knuckles that connect the fingers to the hand. Aval Im Lichlech Yado Batit Uberefesh. If you just got your hands muddy, the Ein Bo Mishum Ruach Ra. There's no Ruach Ra there. It's just dirty. Ein sarach rach lekaneach makam amaluchlach bilvad v'dayo. If my hands are dirty with mud or with something else that is unbecoming, so I just have to wash my hands to get the dirt off. But the following ones are halachic. If they're halachic, it's up to the wrist. Olinyan tefillah, look later. B'mayim, the Mishnah Berurah again says, da'aftel tefillah kot tekoshiki l'torah dai acher kol elu b'nikayin ba'alma. You just have to use anything that cleanses, but for these items, to remove ruach ra, you can't wipe on wood. B'kol makom lis talik ruach ra tzarech dafka mayim. When dafka needs water, v'ein tzarech shalosh pa'amim kiim b'kamen amita. Interesting. Now he quotes a machlokas. What do you need three times? So he quotes one day that maybe you only need three when you wake up in the morning. That's from the Shulchan Aruch Harabi quotes. The Yesh Machmirin Baholich Ben Amesim Umeshamesh Bitaso Dominon Gamkein Shalosh Pa'amim. Upesefer Hechal HaKodesh, some say after a cemetery and after being with one's wife, also three times. Upesefer Hechal HaKodesh, Machmir Biyotzi Bebes HaKisei Shalosh Pa'amim. Mogen Rab Sasser, that's a separate question. But anyway, whether you have to wash our hands, so he has a whole list. And the second one on the list, third one on the list, first is Kami Mita, Yoti Ves Akisei, Ves Amerchatz, Vaha Notel Tziparnav. Right? Notel Tziparnav is on the list. So we wash our hands. After we cut our fingernails. What about biting our fingernails? A lot of us bite our fingernails throughout the day. We have to wash our hands every time. So the Piskei Tshuvas quotes Svaris Lamitzchus on those who don't wash their hands after biting their fingernails. But that is the interior of Tfilas Yadayim. A big discussion, though, is Hilchos Shabbos for fingernails. Big discussion is Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Tzadi Dalid, that one is not allowed to cut their fingernails on Shabbos. Right? That's the malacha of gozes, malacha of shearing. Right? Then the malacha was shearing wool off of the sheep. So cutting something from its source of growth, that is the malacha of gozes. That's what the Mishnah says. Hanotel tziparnav zubazu. If somebody cuts their fingernails one in another, obashinov, or teeth, v'cheit saro, or cuts his hair, v'cheit svaba, or his mustache. In all of these, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's a daraisa. V'chacham omrim osir mishum shvus, and the chabad says it's also derabanan. Amar Rabbi Lazar, now in the Gemara, machlokes b'yad, the machlokes, about whether it's daraisa derabanan, is only with one's hands. But everybody agrees that if I cut with a clippers or a scissors, that's an Isser Daraisa, not just an Isser Darabanan. So that's the Gemara. Says Tosvos, Rashi doesn't say a word. Says Tosvos, it's Daraisa, it's Darabanan. What's this whole discussion? Gozes? Says Tosvos, Hainu Kareb Yehuda, Demachayev B'malachashin Esricha L'gufa. This whole Gemara, though the Gemara doesn't say a word, this whole Gemara about being chayiv, da'oraisa, for cutting one's nails, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds malacha shei yisrich legufa is chayiv. Right, which Tosfos Svara is, malacha done for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan, even if it's the same exact activity. So Tosfos says, that's an iser, that's a machlok, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv. But says Tosfos, you all like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, cutting one's nails with a kli is going to be pater. Why? Because in the Mishkan, they cut the wool to use the wool. They shorn the wool to use it. Here, does anybody want their nails? No, you're throwing out the nails. You're doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. You don't want what you are cutting. Therefore, it is Aser Derabanan. It is a Malacha Shereisrich Lagufa, and you are Pater. And this is Tosfos Shita in many places in the Masechta. If you turn the back one Amud, the huge big Tosfos, Sadi Dalam and Aleph, right here, that's where Tosfos discusses it. If I trap an animal on Shabbos because I don't want it to bite me, not because I want the animal, that's an Isser Derabanan of Tzeda, at most, because that's a Malach Shezich Lagufa. If I carry out a mace, that's the Mishnah on the Daf earlier, Sadi Gimel. If I carry out a mace because I don't want the mace to make my house tame, not because I want the mace outside, right, the corpse, I want to have the Kohen family over for Shabbos lunch. I don't want this corpse under the same roof, so I'm going to take it out. So I don't want it out there. I just don't want it here. So according to Tosfos, that's a malacha shei yisrich legufa. You're carrying something out for a different purpose. In the Mishkan, they carried it there because they wanted it there. I'm carrying it out because I don't want it here. Right? That's according to Tosfos, that's a malacha shei yisrich legufa. And therefore, that's subject to the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that it is an iser derabanan. But what's interesting is that the Gemara doesn't say a word here. The Gemara, a number of times in Maseches Shabbos, and Beitza says, this is Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Here the Gemara doesn't say a word, which sounds like it's Usur according to everybody. So the question is, why would it be Usur if I don't want the nails? So that is what Rishonim say, explaining Rashi. There's another definition of Malacha Shereisrich Legufa. Tosfos' definition is that it was done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. But Rashi, in a few places in the Masechta, says means a malacha that you're not doing it for the ultimate gufa purpose of the action, but you're doing something to remove a problem. Right? You're not doing it lugufa of the action, you're doing it to remove. Right? Like the same cases. The Gemara calls a number of cases malacha shesuich lugufa. But in all those cases, Rashi says it's different. Right? That you're doing it to remove. So I don't want the mace here. I want it outside. I'm removing a problem. Right? That's a malacha shesuich lugufa. I don't want I wish I didn't have to do this, but I have to. Right? I don't want the snake to hurt me. So that also, different svara. It's also malacha shesuich lugufa. Right? The machlokes, there's a Gemara that comes up in Maseches Beitza. Digging a hole for the dirt. Not the hole. So you're putter, the Gemara says. Why are you putter? So Tosfos says, that's a malacha shesuich lagufa. Because in the days of in the Mishkan, they did it for the hole and not for the dirt. But there is not preventing anything. Rashi says, you know why you're putter? Mekalkel. You're ruining. You're ruining. So the Gemara says it, but they have to explain according to their own shita, based on what malacha shesuich lagufa is. But according to that, maybe cutting one's nails is not a malacha shesuich lagufa. You're not it's not just Tosfos says it is, because you're looking for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. But are you removing a nuisance? You might say that, but you also might say you're creating cut nails. You're doing something positive, right? And therefore, one would be chayiv, and it's not called a malacha shesuich lagufa. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch is just telling you normative practice. It's not telling you what one daraisa derabanan. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Shidmem, Usur litol sa'aro osi parnav bein biyad bein bakli bein la'atma bein la'cherim. Now that I cut your nails, bite your nails, someone else's nails on Shabbos. V'chayiv al shtei sa'aros. He talks about hair too, and therefore seems it is usur. The Mishnah Brura says avalin yichiyuva yishchulik b'neiim to biyad pata b'chol gavne ubikli chayiv b'chol gavne. What do you mean chayiv? So he's not passing like Tosfos. Not by Tosfos. It's chayiv. It's not just usur. That's in terms of a Shabbos. There is an interesting discussion in the postkin. Just one more connected idea, and that is regarding a woman going to the mikvah and cutting one's nails. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yaradeya that the minhag is for women to cut their nails relatively short before they go to the mikvah for one of two reasons. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Yurches, Tzoa Shadachas HaSiporin. Right, if somebody has dirt under the fingernails, so then that is a chatzitza. That is a interposition. The water has to touch every single part of the woman's body. And therefore, a chatzitza, if I have anything on the skin, if I have anything under the nails, that's also called a chatzitza. So we try to remove any chatzitza beforehand. Yes, we paskin that a bidi'evid, a miyut she'eno makpid, chatzitza on a minority part of the body that the woman isn't so makpid about. She doesn't care that it's there. So then bidi'evid, it's okay. It's not a chatzitza. We allow the tevila once it's done. Balachachila, we don't. The Rama quotes. The Rama quotes, Omeyacher dekvar nagu litol tzipranayim afilu im tziparan achas nishar biyada v'tavla tzrichat filacheres v'chenogin, unless it's eina makpetis. But again, the minhag is to cut their fingernails. So 2 points. Number one, because it's here, we'll just mention the tshuva of the Rav Chaim Ozer. Tshuva of Rav Chaim Ozer. Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, the posek in Vilna, the Abbezin of Vilna. I heard recently from a Rav who quoted that his grandmother grew up in Vilna. And she was not literate. She could not read or write, but she was a very Yarei Shamayim. When she heard, even up until a couple years ago, when she was 98 years old, she heard the words of Chaim Ozer, she used to start shaking. The Yira, the Pachat, that they felt about the Gedolei Yisrael of Chaim Ozer, Grzinski. So he has a tshuva in Achiezer, Simon Laman Gimel, Be'inyin Manicure. Beinyan manicure. So he talks about the women that used to come that wouldn't want to cut their nails, or it's embarrassing. They don't want to cut their nails before they went. They would clean underneath. Right? What's the issue of a fingernail? So the pashas is it's the dirt underneath. There are some achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, that mentions, well, maybe if one has long fingernails and a woman doesn't want them there, so the nail itself is a chasitza. Because like the Gemara says, "Kala omi ligzos kagazes dami." If it's going to be cut, so then it's ki'ilu it's cut already, so the surface area of the nail that's going to be cut, so maybe that's a chatzitza. We assume it's the dirt. But Achiezer says, if there's no choice, then allow them to go to the mikvah. Well, you're not going to allow them to go to the mikvah because of this minhag, so you might have said yes. But that's not what the Achiezer says. B'tavar she'elato, odos hanashim hanogos legadol tzipranayim, manicure, shenishal b'shei nashim harotos lishmar dine tarav et tefila kadas, rak shlo yigzu tzipranayim. They're very frim women, but they don't want to cut their nails. Shebevor v'rama. The Rabbah quotes this minhag. So he says, "Vemes hiksha yididi l'shol v'rabbi l'daber aliban l'bli l'shanas b'minhag anashim." Try to cut, and that's what we try to say. If a woman does their nails once a month, you know, do it and have it changed the day before the mikvah and put it back on after the mikvah. Ulame madaver no nimna v'yuchlo lavoli de michshol lihimana de zemi tefila. If a woman wouldn't go to the mikvah, if we would, you know, make her do this, yesh letzadid bazeh. They could clean under them very well. And they're dafka and makpid, not to be gozes. That means it's not roy ligzos, kala omi ligzos. So both of those fars wouldn't apply. The only reason, time that they're makpid about it, about everything, is at the time of tefillah. They want to make sure that they go properly. So therefore, in this case, I would allow them to go in, and therefore one should. That's what he paskins in this case. There is an interesting discussion between the Shach and the Taz. We'll just mention it outside, and that is, what about if a woman comes on Friday night to the mikveh and she didn't cut her fingernails beforehand? So is there anything to do? It's one of the choices. Can't cut them. That's an issa daraisa, right? So one choice is just clean under, and you know that's what that's all you do. Right, that's the taz, clean under the nails and go to the mikvah. Can and should one, what if there's a goy that's working there? For an amir la'akum, ask a goy to cut the fingernails. Is that an iser derabanan? Pasha's amir la'akum is a shvus. Iser derabanan, shvus to ask a goy to do something is a derabanan and cutting the nails, maybe, according to Tosfos is a derabanan. Shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. But the post the shach there and the nekudas hakasa discusses, is this really a drabanan? If a guy does work for me on Shabbos, as in it's a drabanan, but my allowing him to cut my fingernails, am I totally not involved in that? The Gemara talks about misayeya when it comes to allowing somebody to cut off my payas, right? Is that, am I fully innocent there? Am I not called involved in that case? That's a big discussion. There's a ritva in Makas on the Afchaf, but that's the discussion here of the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef and the Shach in Yeradea Kuf Tzadiches. Okay, there's a lot more, but this is a few points about fingernails, what to do with them, falling into the pot, the Tilos Yadayim, and Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, we will stop here.